Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
You're listening to Puma Podcast.
As of Morbidity Week 35, November 2, 2023, meron na tayong naitalang 3,728 suspect cases ng leptospirosis nationally. Ito ay 70% na mas mataas kumpara sa mga kaso na naitala during the same time period last year.
Hi, I'm Franco Luna, Puma Podcast, and you're listening to Teka Teka News. Cases are rising again, but no, we're not talking about COVID. Leptospirosis is a deadly disease that keeps spiking with every onset of the rains.
Makikita rin lumagpas tayo dun sa mga thresholds na nabanggit ko nung sumula ng Agosto. Subalit, makikita din nating agarang bumaba ang mga kaso sa mga sumunod na linggo. Nagsimula ang pagtaas ng mga kaso noong Morbidity Week 29 or mid of July na sumabay sa pagpasok ng iba't ibang bagyo sa bansa na kadalasang pinalalakas ng habagat.
This is Alethea de Guzman from the Health Department's Epidemiology Bureau. Leptospirosis cases have been going up. There were 1,756 cases reported between July 2 to September 2, with a nearly 140% increase recorded in the later weeks. Cases are going up in Barm, Metro Manila, Ilocos Region, Calabarzon, Central Visayas, Zamboanga Peninsula, Northern Mindanao, and Davao Region. Leptospirosis comes with the rains, or to be more precise, it comes with floods. The bacteria that causes it comes primarily from rats, and when people wade into flood waters carrying urine from the rodents, the bacteria can get into open wounds and spread into the bloodstream of people. It is a serious illness. Leptospirosis attacks kidneys and livers and can even lead to death. So recognizing symptoms is crucial. That can vary from person to person, but some of the most common signs of leptospirosis include fever, headache, muscle aches, body aches, and conjunctivitis. In more severe cases, patients may experience bleeding, jaundice, and kidney failure.
Mahalaga yung tuloy-tuloy na pagpapantay natin dahil posible pang tumaas sa mga kaso dulot ng tuloy-tuloy pa, no, na pagsama ng panahon at meron pa tayong mga bagyong pumapasok sa bansa nito mga nakaraang linggo o di kaya posibleng tumaas pa to dahil sa mga delayed consultations o delayed reporting sa ating sistema.
Urbanization aggravates the problem. As more and more people move to cities, they are more likely to come in contact with rats and other animals that can carry the bacteria. DOH data says working-age men have been most affected by leptospirosis over the past 5 years.
Specifically, yung mga nag-iedad 20 to 49 years old o yung mga nagtatrabaho, no, yung lumalabas ng bahay at pumapasok po. At nitong mga na-report na kaso nitong 2023, nakita natin na 87% ay among sa mga kalalakihan or males.
But no sector is immune.
Tinitingnan din natin kung ano yung mga okupasyon ng mga nare-report nating kaso. At makikita natin na 14% is actually related to farming. At sumunod dito na mga occupation na most affected ay yung mga laborers, mga estudyante, drivers, and even those in fishing-related industry.
Health officials stress that rain signaling the return of waterborne diseases should be part of Filipinos' consciousness by now. It's not just about leptospirosis.
We'd like to put across these key messages na una, tuwing umuulan, makikita talaga natin, no, ang pagtaas sa mga kaso ng waterborne illness, influenza, leptospirosis, at dengue.
We're pausing for a quick break now. When we return, let's listen to the DOH's advice on how to keep yourself and your family free from leptospirosis. There are a few things that people can do to protect themselves from leptospirosis. Here's Dr. Regine Valdez of the DOH Disease Prevention and Control Bureau.
Ang leptospirosis po ay preventable. At ang prevention ay nagsisimula sa sarili. At ito ay maaaring gawin sa pamamagitan ng practicing ng good personal hygiene, pag-iwas sa paglusob sa baha o sa mga potentially contaminated bodies of fresh water, pagsuot ng mga protective footwear kagaya ng boots, paghugas ng sabon at tubig ng paa matapos lumusob sa baha, pag-inom ng malinis na tubig, at pagpanatiling malinis ng bahay at kapaligiran.
Kung wala kang choice kundi lumusong sa baha, at least try to wear boots and gloves. Make sure to wash your extremities too. And as much as you could, keep your households and your communities safe from rodents.
Mahalaga po ang pagsunod sa mga environmental sanitation interventions po, kagaya ng una, paggamit po ng mga traps, vermin and rodent poisons po, pag-alis ng mga temporary habitats, at pag-practice po ng good animal husbandry sa mga livestock, at pag-conduct po ng regular inspection po of vermin and rodent activity po upang mahanap at masira ang mga lugar na pinamamahayan ng mga daga at rodents.
To these ends, segregate your waste and regularly clean your drainage. Should anyone still have the misfortune of getting infected, be aware of the symptoms and report immediately to your doctor or health centers.
Since leptospirosis is a notifiable disease po, kailangan po nito ng constant monitoring of early warning and surveillance systems, which should be done po by our Centers for Health Development and pati na po sa lahat ng individual na meeting the criteria po natin for suspect, probable, and confirmed cases at should be reported immediately po sa ating information system.
Doctors stress, it's tough to risk self-diagnosing. So seek out those experts and professionals.
May wide incubation period po siya. Pag sinabi po natin incubation period po, ito po yung time period po between sa nagka-expose ang isang tao sa posibleng source ng infection po up to the time po na nagka-present po siya ng signs and symptoms po of leptospirosis. So may ibang studies po nagsasabi na sa ibang individual po, it could range for 5 to 14 days po or 1 to 2 weeks. However po, may iba naman po na pwede pong magkaroon ng symptoms after 2 to 30 days po.
Here's Epidemiology Chief Alethea De Guzman again.
Dahil nga endemic disease to, no? So isabihin hindi lamang ilang bahagi ng taon natin ang merong leptospirosis, napakahalaga ng pag-practice natin ng kung hindi man preventive measures tulad ng pagsuot ng bota o di kaya talagang pag-avoid sa any kind of exposure ay yung tamang paggamit ng mga tinatawag nating pre- and post-exposure prophylaxis para maiwasan ang pagkakasakit o di kaya kung tayo ay nagkaroon na ng pagkakasakit ay yung agarang pagpapatingin.
That was today's episode of Teka Teka News. Again, I'm Franco Luna. This episode was edited by Mark Casilian. Our Teka Teka News executive producer is Jill Caro, and our senior editor is Veronica Uy. If you found this episode useful, share it with a friend. Help Teka Teka News reach more people and keep the show going. Thanks for listening.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.